We've all been there, right? You know, like when you need something, maybe it's a quick coffee or like a good mechanic, and you pull out your phone to find the closest one.
Oh, yeah, totally. It's almost like a reflex now to just Google whatever near me.
Right. And if your business isn't popping up in those searches, especially on those Google Maps results, you're basically invisible. Like you don't even exist for those potential
It's
customers.
like you miss out on all those people ready to spend money right now in your area because they just don't know you're there.
Yeah, exactly. And so that leads us right into what we're diving deep into today, how to actually get your business ranking number one on Google Maps.
Yeah, prime real estate right on top.
Absolutely. And we've got this great article to help us break it all down. It's called How to Rank on Google Maps Through Local SEO by Chris Bradley.
Oh, yeah. Chris Bradley, he knows his stuff.
Yeah. And he lays out some super practical advice. So our goal today is to basically pull out the best strategies, you know, the really actionable stuff, so you listening can get to that top spot when people are searching locally.
So basically, we're giving you that step-by-step plan to become more visible in those local searches through maps. So ultimately, more local customers find you, go to your store, or visit your website.
Yeah, perfect. So the article starts off with what seems like the most basic thing, but super important, optimizing that Google My Business listing. Now, this might sound obvious to some people, but you know, sometimes businesses really miss the mark on this one.
I think it's more than just being there. It's like your first impression, digitally. Like the Google My Business listing, it's often the first thing a potential customer sees about you online. So it needs to be complete, but also make you look good, build that trust right from the start.
Yeah, for sure. The article talks about having all the key details, which you'd think would be a given, but it's about being accurate and consistent too. So we're talking, obviously, your business name, the exact address, a phone number people can reach you at, your website, which should be up to date, your hours, and then those business categories.
And I can't stress enough how important it is to keep that information current, especially those hours. Like imagine you find a business on Google Maps, you head over there thinking they're open, and boom, they're closed because it's some holiday they forgot to update online.
Yeah, that's so frustrating as a customer.
Right. It just leaves a bad taste in your mouth before you've even stepped in the door. So accuracy, it builds that trust from the beginning.
For sure. And speaking of things that grab my attention, it's the photos. You know, I'm scrolling through Google Maps. Those photos really stand out. And the article talks about adding high quality photos. So what's the big deal about those visuals?
Well, think about it. Online, the first thing you see are visuals. And we make judgments, like subconsciously, based on that. I mean, if you're looking for restaurants, are you drawn to the blurry, dark photos or the ones that make the food look delicious and the place look inviting?
Right, it makes such a difference.
Those good photos, they're not just showing what you do or sell, they're telling a story. They draw people in. It could be the thing that makes someone click on your listing instead of the competitor next to you. Like a little sneak peek to get them excited.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so next up is something a lot of business owners might find a little tough, you know, asking for those customer reviews.
It's like that word of mouth, but on a much bigger scale. Reviews, they're huge. People trust what other people say about a business way more than what the business says about itself. It's real experiences, and that's what builds trust.
And it's not just about looking good. The article says reviews actually help your ranking on Google Maps. How does Google use those reviews to decide who shows up higher in the results?
Well, Google, they want to show users the best, most trustworthy options, right?
Makes sense.
So when a business has a lot of positive reviews, that tells Google, hey, people are having good experiences here. And their algorithms, they look at how many reviews, the average rating, and even how recent they are.
Oh, wow. So the newer, the better.
Well, it shows you're consistently doing well. It tells Google, this business is worth showing to our users,
So how do we actually get people to leave those reviews? The article suggests simply asking happy customers. Is that all it takes?
You'd be surprised how many people are willing to leave a review if you just ask. They might not think about it unless you give them a little nudge.
Right, they're busy.
Exactly. So just ask nicely, after a good experience or a follow-up email or even a text message. But the key is make it easy for them.
And speaking of easy, the article also talks about putting links to your Google My Business review page right on your website and social media. Makes sense. The easier, the better, right?
Totally. The less work for the customer, the more likely they are to leave a review. So having that link right there on your website or in your email signature takes away the hassle. It guides them straight to where they can give feedback.
Okay, we've talked a lot about that Google My Business profile, which directly feeds into Google Maps. But the article also talks about your website, you know, your actual website, and adding relevant keywords to it. So why is that website so important for Google Maps ranking?
That's a great question. So your GMBs is like your face on the map itself.
Yeah.
But your website, that gives Google a much deeper understanding of your business. Mm-hmm. It's like the whole story behind the snapshot you see on Maps. Google looks at both your GMB and your website to figure out how relevant and important you are in those local searches.
So it's all about backing up what you say on your GMB with more detail on your website.
Exactly. They want to see that everything matches up.
Yeah.
That's consistent.
Got it. And that's where those keywords come in, right? We need to figure out what words people are actually typing in when they're looking for businesses like ours, right in our area.
You got it. Keyword research is super important. You have to think like your customer. What would they type in to find your kind of business? And once you figure those keywords out, the article says, put them in key spots on your website.
So where exactly should we be putting those keywords?
Well, start with the page titles. Those are the clickable headlines you see in the search results.
Oh, yeah, I see.
Then there's the meta descriptions, the little blurb underneath that gives people a preview, and header tags, too, like your H1 and H2, which help organize your content and show what each page is about.
Yeah.
And then, of course, weave those keywords naturally throughout your content. It's not about cramming them in everywhere, but just being clear about what your business does in a way that both people and search engines understand.
Right. So it's natural, but also strategic.
Exactly.
Okay, cool. Now, the article also mentions creating local content, which sounds like a fun way to connect with potential customers. What exactly do they mean by local content?
So this is where you really show you're a part of the community, like a local expert. Think content that really speaks to people in your area. The article gives some examples like blog posts about local events, pages highlighting landmarks or attractions that are nearby and how your business relates to them, or just mentioning your city or area on your website.
So like if I own a bookstore, I could write about a local author event happening at my store.
Perfect example.
Cool.
You're using those local keywords like the author's name or the event name, but also showing you're active in the community. Someone searching for that author or event might find your blog and discover your bookstore that way. You're attracting people who are already interested in what's happening locally, and they might just become your customer.
That makes a lot of sense. Okay, the last thing the article talks about is building those quality backlinks. We hear about backlinks all the time with SEO, but how do they help with Google Maps rankings?
Well, it's all about showing Google you're a trusted source. When other good websites link to yours, it tells Google your site has valuable information. Now, backlinks might not directly impact your Google Maps ranking as much as, say, your GMB profile, but having a bunch of good backlinks builds up your website's authority in Google's eyes.
I see.
And that can make you show up better in all kinds of local searches, including on Maps.
Right, so it all ties together.
Yeah, exactly.
The article suggests focusing on building relationships with other local businesses to get backlinks. Any tips on how a business owner can actually do that?
Networking. Get out there and connect with other businesses in your area, especially those that complement what you do. Think about partnering for events or doing joint promotions. If you create really helpful content on your website, other local businesses might link to it naturally. You could also do some guest blogging on their sites or get listed in local online directories. The main thing is building real relationships and creating things that other people find useful and want to share.
So looking at all of this, optimizing your GMB, getting reviews, using keywords, creating local content, building those backlinks, it all boils down to making it super clear to Google and potential customers who you are, what you do, and where you are.
You got it. It's about creating a strong, consistent presence online so that Google can confidently say, hey, this is a great option for what you're searching for.
And the article makes a really important point. Ranking number one on Google, you know, the regular search results, isn't the same as ranking number one on Google Maps. And for local businesses, that map ranking can be even more important.
Absolutely. People searching on Google Maps are usually ready to buy or visit a place right away. Like they want coffee now, they need a plumber today. Being on top of those Maps results puts you right in front of them at the perfect moment.
You're catching them when they're ready to act.
Exactly.
Now, I think it's important to point out, you know, who's giving this advice. The article's author, Chris Bradley, he's the co-founder of Double Dome Digital Marketing, and they've been profitable for over 20 years.
Oh, wow.
That's pretty impressive, especially in the digital world. It shows they know what they're talking about, you know, and that these recommendations are based on real success.
Yeah, that kind of track record in digital marketing, it definitely speaks volumes. It's not just theory. They've actually made it work.
Right. Okay, so let's wrap up with those key takeaways for our listeners, the things you can start doing right now. First, make sure that Google My Business listing is totally optimized. All the info's accurate, it's complete, and you've got great photos up there.
Yep, that's number one.
Next, get those reviews. Just ask your happy customers and make it super easy for them to leave those reviews.
Yeah.
And don't forget about your website. Use relevant keywords in your titles, meta descriptions, headers, and throughout your content. Then get creative with some local content, things that really resonate with your community. And lastly, start building those quality backlinks by connecting with other local businesses and making content they'll want to share.
If you do all of that consistently, you'll start seeing a real difference in how you show up on Google Maps, and ultimately, you'll be connecting with more customers in your area.
So here's something to think about. Now that you've got all this great advice, what's the first thing you'll do, maybe even today, to boost your local presence on Google Maps? How are you going to start connecting with more of those local customers who are ready to support your business?
That's the question.
That's it for this deep dive. Thanks for listening.